The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
I love rabbinic stories. I've got a friend of mine from New York. He uses them all the time in his homilies. And one that I remember is there was a very faithful Jewish man. And every day, he'd get up in the morning and he would get a little piece of paper and write out, "I am but dust and ashes." And he would take that paper, put it in his pocket. Throughout the day, he would take the piece of paper out and read it. He showed it one time to his rabbi. The rabbi took it, read it, flipped it over, and wrote on that piece of paper, "For my sake, the universe was created," and gave it back to the man. He said, "There must be balance in your life. Before God, you are nothing. But God has given you everything. You possess the greatest of dignities. You are God's child." In the gospel this evening, we hear the briefest account of Jesus' temptation in the desert. Matthew and Luke expand, but Mark, very, very short, two sentences. He sets up two poles for Jesus and for all of us. Jesus was tempted, and the angels waited upon him. For all of our struggles, for all of the trials, tribulations that we face, to lose sight of just how gifted we are from God is to lose faith, but also to lose sight of our human condition is to lose faith. Before God, we are nothing, but God has given us everything.